It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The national unemployment rate rose to 4.6% in November. That's the highest it's been in 4 years.
Additionally, 1.1 million people have been laid off so far this year, a number the U.S. has only seen a handful of times in the past 25 years. That's according to the latest report on job cuts from Challenger Gray and Christmas, a recruiting firm.
Yesterday, the White House posted on social media saying, quote, "the best is yet to come" in response to these numbers from the November jobs report.
Economists, however, are saying that this could be a warning sign for the economy overall.
To make sense of these numbers and what's happening here in Wisconsin, Marissa Eckroat-Nordland is with us, assistant professor of economics at UW-La Crosse, where her research focuses on labor and agricultural economics. Marissa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know the general warning is don't overread one monthly jobs report, and it's a little extra confusing this year with the government shutdown. As you look at these numbers in the context of trends in these job numbers, what do we take away from them?
Yeah, I think there's three simple takeaways that really stood out to me. First, unemployment edged up. This is a sign that the labor market is cooling a little bit. Job growth is also slowing as compared to earlier in the COVID recovery period. And lastly, job growth is easing, which helps inflation, but makes workers a little tentative.
Now, the October report was a little weird because of the government shutdown. It showed a drop in jobs, the estimates. Largely that's because of those DOGE-related buyouts and cuts in the federal government. Is there something that worries you about just some uncertainty with the data that we're seeing?
Absolutely. I think uncertainty causes a lot of, well, uncertainty. People are nervous about what these job numbers mean for them. Individuals who may be in a job that is suboptimal for them, or maybe working part-time but would like to be full-time, are hesitant to leave jobs that they have due to not knowing if there is a job that they'll be able to get.
Let's bring things here in Wisconsin. Historically, I believe the unemployment rate in Wisconsin tracks a little lower than what we see in the national average. What are we seeing when it comes to unemployment in the state this year?
Yeah, so as we have seen historically, unemployment has remained lower than the U.S. average, which is promising. Healthcare, education, public sector jobs are relatively stable. And many employers in Wisconsin are still reporting difficulty with hiring. But there's more going on beneath the surface. Labor force participation has softened, especially with the aging workforce we see here in Wisconsin. Manufacturing is also cooling, and this means that some of our rural and farm-adjacent communities might start to feel some negative effects before some of our larger, more metro areas. I guess a key thing I want to emphasize is that Wisconsin's labor market looks strong, partly because we have fewer workers, not because we have booming job growth in the state.
Yeah, that workforce participation rate you mentioned, that means people of the age range where hypothetically they could be in the labor market, they have a job or looking for a job, for one reason or another, they're not. That might be, hey, I'm close to retirement age, I'm going to retire now, things like that. Is that a big part of the story? Our aging workforce may be aging out of the workforce a little earlier than planned.
Exactly. We saw some of this during the pandemic where companies were offering early buyouts for these individuals near retirement who historically may have stayed on and worked longer but took the opportunity to get out. And with the labor market softening, some of these individuals may be opting for an early retirement versus staying in the labor market. And firms might not be backfilling those jobs or may not be backfilling jobs as quickly as they were in the past.
One of the big hidden stories, I think, here in Wisconsin, Marissa, is we are an aging state. The proportion of people at older age cohorts going up. What do you watch for as far as how it affects the economy here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things we should be watching. First is those rates of retirement and how firms are backfilling positions. But another spot that we may be seeing this is in the healthcare sector. So this might be a spot where the economy will add jobs as there's more demand for skilled nursing facilities, for hospitals, as the population ages. So this may just look like a change in the makeup of our economy in the state rather than losing a number of jobs.
Marissa Eckroat Nordland is with us, economist at UW La Crosse, looking at the latest federal job numbers and what things look like here in Wisconsin. Marissa, you mentioned the manufacturing jobs not really going up in Wisconsin, manufacturing a big part of the state's economy. So is agriculture. And when we see these federal reports, it's usually something like non-farm jobs. That isn't measured in these reports. What do we and what don't we know about employment in agriculture here in the state?
That's a fantastic question. So we don't get great farm numbers in this report because for the employer side of the report, they don't reach out to farms. So it's reported as non-farm labor. The household survey will interview farmers, but due to the small number that we have, we don't capture the full picture. In the past, we've had the USDA farm labor report. However, that's been discontinued. So for now, I don't know if we have a great sense of what's going on with our farms. The USDA has some other measures of data we'll be able to look to, but there's what we do know is that there's rising wage pressure on our farms. We're going to have more reliance on H-2A guest workers as there are immigration restrictions. And the labor costs are one of farmers' biggest stress points. And what this means is higher labor costs will lead to higher food costs, and that will put a ripple through our economy as we see grocery prices in the economy go up under these pressures.
Now, that USDA report you mentioned, I think that's the twice a year one. I know people who follow these things watch that report pretty closely. Was that one of the more reliable indicators of our agricultural economy in Wisconsin, or will other things fill in for that kind of data?
Historically, yes, that's been a very important indicator, specifically on the farm labor side. There are other sources of data we will be able to use, but they are not our go-to gold standard for getting farm labor numbers like the twice a year farm labor report was.
Now, we mentioned that report on layoffs, about 1.1 million layoffs, according to this one report that people look to from a recruiting forum. Not mass layoffs in the scope of history, but it's a number that we don't see all the time, and often it's associated with, you know, pandemic or recession or things like that. What is the story of layoffs, even though we haven't seen, like, high-profile mass layoffs in the news that much?
Yeah, so this is what has been kind of coined in the media as forever layoffs. So they're not those mass layoffs like we saw in 2008 during the Great Recession. Instead, we have these smaller ongoing job cuts or hiring freezes or this quiet attrition, people taking these buyouts and leaving quietly. So these don't always spike unemployment right away, but they change people's behavior. So people will stop job hopping, they'll delay big purchases, they'll just have this overall anxiety about the job market that feels different than those mass layoffs that we saw historically.
Also in the federal report, seems like an uptick in job seekers who have been looking for work for quite a while, half a year or more. And we've seen an increase in people working part-time who, they'd rather be working full-time. These aren't the highlight numbers in this report. Do those reinforce concerns that maybe the economy is a little softer than we'd like?
Absolutely, yes. That number on the number of marginally attached workers, the number of workers who have been searching for jobs for greater than 15 or 27 weeks, of individuals who would like to be working full-time but are working part-time for economic reasons, those are all hidden behind that big headline number of the 4.6% unemployment. These are all people who are underemployed or aren't being counted in that number because they've become detached from the labor force. So these are just additional signals that we might have cooling going on in the labor market.
Now, the Federal Reserve always has this decision to make where to set our base interest rates. The concern is, okay, inflation's still a little higher than they want it to be, so concerns about costs. And if you lower the rates, that might boost inflation. On the other hand, if you don't lower the rates, that might boost unemployment. What do you see in that balancing act right now?
Yes, you've hit on a very important question that we hit on in economics a lot, that very fine line that we walk between inflation and unemployment. And I think with the Fed lowering rates, we may see that this helps the softening job market. However, that generally takes a while to play out in the economy. It's not like they lower the rates and the next week, all of a sudden, the unemployment numbers change wildly. So this is a bit of a longer run outcome we'll have to watch.
Now, as a professor, you deal with a particular part of the economy, college students going out into the job market. I've seen some reporting that says this is a tough time for college students and young people in general entering the jobs market. You mentioned the uncertainty maybe keeping businesses from hiring that new staff. What kind of things do you wonder? What kind of questions do you have about younger people entering their careers?
Yes, I see this a lot with my students and with my advisees as they are thinking about entering the job market right now and searching for jobs. There's definitely a lot of apprehension and tentativeness, and more students debating going and getting a master's degree now to see if getting that extra education will help, in addition to buying an extra year or two with the hope that the job market will improve in that 1 or 2 years, along with having the additional skills they will get with a MBA or a more specialized master's degree.
Briefly, as we wrap up, these monthly job numbers, not the only game in town. What is the next big economic indicator that you have your eye on to say, hey, how we're doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to be really excited to see what the jobs report looks like when it comes out next month to see if the lowering of rates has started to impact things at all. And with the government shutdown coming to a close, to see if that will play out in next month's job report as well.
Marissa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Marissa Eckert-Nordland, Assistant Professor of Economics at UW-La Crosse. We've been talking about the economy and the labor market after the November jobs report came out yesterday, showing a growth in the unemployment rate nationwide.